The Knitted Art of a Math Wonk. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Alpaca, fleece, and baby camel down, merino, wool, and tussa silk. They're all natural fibers perfectly suited for fine clothing and blankets and garments, what have you. And they're also the tools by which Channing Hansen creates his art. These are knitted paintings, and KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp insists they're not your grandmother's crochet. And she's here with a review of his show at the Mark Selwyn Gallery for this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Knitted paintings. All right. You've got to explain that to me because I'm not sure how that works.
Well, you'll walk in, you'll see something that looks like a painting hung on the wall. You'll get a little closer to it. You'll see it's all wavy forms and various colors. And then you'll see the surface is entirely knitted together with different yarns and fibers and in really sort of unusual colors like lichen green and tangerine orange.
Sounds like a macrame, like something you'd find in some panel-walled VFW lounge in the valley.
Well, and it's part of the point is that he's taken on this traditional kind of crafty hobbyist kind of medium, but the way these paintings are generated is fascinating. The title is called Fluid Dynamics. I know nothing about advanced mathematics, but Channing Hansen does. He's a real math wonk, and he creates these programs for his computers using complicated mathematical formulas, and these words, fluid dynamics, can relate to that. But they also determine the way the paintings are composed. It takes away the idea of they look like they're made very randomly, almost by chance, but they're not. They're made by like an electronic formula.
That sounds fascinating. So give us a little bit of a background on Hansen. How did he come to this kind of art?
Well, he's trained as an artist, and he's also worked in music and in computer programming. And his work is inspired by a 1960s Fluxus movement. This is a group that included actually Yoko Ono. And they relied on chance and change in the way things were composed and devised so that everything wasn't so predetermined and organized. And it allowed for sort of a greater degree of creativity. And in these particular works, he's also been influenced by some of the Arte Povera artists. They look as though they're sort of stitched together. Unlike previous works, which were very open weave, so you could see the stretcher bars behind them, they were a little bit more sculptural perhaps. These are actually confined and they are more painting-like, except for the one at the very end of the gallery, which is an index of the kinds of knitting that is done on all the other paintings. It's like a little combination of all miniature paintings that are held together and represent the larger exhibition.
So what are some of your favorites at the Mark Selwyn Gallery?
Well, one thing that's really different here is the surfaces are corded. They have like these long, kind of lumpy cords that are mounted on top of the knitted surfaces. And before, he felt strongly that the knitting should really be organic to the composition, and now they're kind of stitched together in a different way. They've just gone to another level. He's a very inventive artist, a very intelligent artist, and one who's really seemed to have hit his stride in this work.
Well, Channing Hansen's work is on display at the Mark Selwyn Gallery in Beverly Hills through January 6th, just after the first of the year. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.